What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The song that was playing at the time was Satin Doll by Duke Ellington when 72 tons of concrete came crashing down at the Hyatt.
One of the worst engineering disasters in American history.
It was the worst at the time, and I think was only eclipsed by 9/11. When you talk about structural,
quote, integrity
and failure.
913-586-7798. Pat in Kansas City. Pat, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
I wasn't injured, and I wasn't there when it happened, but I remember that night because I was a lobby porter. And the hotel that evening, around 4 o'clock, people started coming in, and by 4:30, it was packed.
You were you were a lobby porter, Pat, and so you had just left?
I had just left. I had been gone about 30 minutes. And before I left, I kept telling my supervisor then, I was like, there are so many people, you can't clean nothing. And I had just walked across that walkway.
Man.
And the walkway was full of people. They were dancing. People were hanging over the walkway, looking down into the lobby area. And the only thing that caught my eye really was this little girl. And she had on a pink dress with white socks and the little patent leather shoes. She had a pink bow, and she was just dancing away. And I've always wondered what happened to her.
Do you know Pat, if this was the first tea dance that they had held at the Hyatt?
No, they had been doing it, Scott.
This was not the first.
That's why Mahoney was gone.
This was the second. The first one, they had a nice crowd. But the second one, that hotel was packed from the lobby to the third to the banquet floor. And then the walkway then, you could feel the vibration then that night of the walkway because it was swinging a little bit.
Man, thank you for the call, Pat. One child, Pamela Coffey, a fifth grader, died in the walkway collapse. She was 11 years old and was attending the tea dance with her father, who also perished.
Let's go to Phil in Kansas City. Phil, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was a Kansas City, Missouri fire department. I'm sorry if I was a fire dispatcher for the Kansas City, Missouri fire department. I was on duty that night that just happened. And I fielded one of the first calls that came from the Hyatt. It was about 7 minutes past seven. And the person that was reporting what was going on was hysterical. And right away. We knew something major had happened down there. And we sent all the resources we could right away, and it still didn't make any good. And we had the hospitals on standby alert for a disaster within 10 minutes after the initial calls. And by 7:30 that evening, we had the first reports of people that were dead down there. It was quite a thing. I mean, it was just it was a true disaster in the making, to say the least. And we were right across the street from it. Our office was at 22nd and Oak, 22nd and Gillum. We were within eyeshot of the Hyatt, and got off at 11 o'clock that night shift. Went over there, and I stayed till daybreak, and saw a lot of horrible things to see at this Hyatt collapse. It was quite a thing, I mean, to say the least. And I think I grew up real quick.
Phil, real quick, how old were you, Phil, at the time?
I want to say I was probably about 30 years old, approximately. I had just been on the job since 1977, and this happened in 1981. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we had some good people that were there that night working with me, and we were able to handle it with the flying colors. Matter of fact, we were critiqued by other departments and for training purposes after that because of the job that we did. And I mean, we couldn't get enough help in there to do what needed to be done. But we got what we needed. What needed, we were there. And I always pride myself in the job that we did, and especially like getting the hospitals on the HERE network up. And by the way, the 911 didn't exist at that time. It was the old seven-digit. You dial the fire department.
Yeah, you had to physically call the police department. Phil, I'm so glad you called, and I can still hear the emotion in your voice. And I want to say that we should all remember all of our first responders and all of the dispatchers, because you hear about the fire department and what the firefighters did, and Dr. Wackerly, and you hear about the police department. And, you know, I don't want people to forget that, Phil, you were 30 years old on the other side of that phone, and the trauma that must have been for all of the dispatchers that night.
No, we had to do what we had to do, and we did it. We knew within 15 minutes that there was a major disaster unfolding. We knew that much by the feedback we were getting from the fire chiefs at the scene. Our deputy chief, you could tell in his voice that it was really bad. Arnett Williams was the deputy chief that night. And you could just tell by when he radioed back to us that it was a very serious situation there, that it was really bad. And we knew from the get-go that we had a tiger by the tail, so to speak, going on down there. We knew it was bad.
Well, Phil, thank you for your service, and I echo what Dana said. We can hear the emotion in your voice, and we're sorry that, you know, 44 years on, that these memories still haunt.
I'll tell you what's got me right now is the situation down in Texas with all the young girls that were drowned in the floods down there.
Amen. Go ahead, Phil.
No, anyway, that's what I wanted to say about the Hyatt, that it was a pretty, we knew right away it was a bad situation, that something major, something disastrous had taken place. Well, much like if you had a plane crash or something.
Well, Phil, thank you for your service, and do appreciate the call from the text line. The Hyatt is a fascinating story. This is from 0186. regardless of it just being local, I am a younger engineer, and this is still regularly mentioned and used as a teaching experience in engineering schools and in our professional work.
I will also say in disaster preparedness, Scott, they teach what the lessons that were learned and all of the actions of our first responders that were right there after this happened as well.
913-586-7798.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.